And the boys are in the studio with him now. Hello, guys.
What's going on?
You made it. Thank you so much for getting here tonight. So we've got Hype.
Hype, yep, that's me.
And FT.
Yeah, done now.
Who does what there? How did that track come about?
All right, this is how it come about, right? Basically, just come about, like, normal people working 9 to 5. Everyone does a 9 to 5 or whatever you do. And everyone looks forward to the weekend. So I thought to myself, you know what? Let me hit everyone at once and let's go and have a dirty weekend.
Who does what in the track? I mean, who's laying them beats? Who's doing what?
I'm the producer.
Right?
So,
look at his hat there. I'm the producer. Yeah.
I've been doing music for a lot of years. So, yeah. I mean, I've known him through music. He was originally a DJ. And we were both in a group together from school. So,
oh, yeah.
We've known each other from school.
IMP batch.
So we just hooked up again, kind of thing, and then thought, yeah, let's just collaborate and make this happen. I produce, and he MCs, so we thought, let's make it happen.
Let's do this.
You took it live, yeah, or...?
Yeah, we have. I've performed in front of thousands for that one.
That was my code there.
Oh.
And how did it go down?
Yeah, well, it went down pretty well. Like, this is... I was surprised. Like, I had, like, a few thousand people screaming at me going, "Dutty weekend, mad, mucky, dutty weekend."
That must be a feeling. That must be an absolutely awesome feeling.
It is a nice feeling. It is.
What else is there available of you guys? I mean, is there more tracks like that, or...?
Well, there's a track I've done before called 141, which, like, got people knowing about me and stuff like that. But at the moment, I'm really trying to push my track, "Dutty Weekend."
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make it a weekend anthem, because... I think it'll do it.
Where are you guys from? Where's home for you guys?
Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes?
From, yeah.
Both of you?
Yeah, West Bletchley, Milton Keynes.
What's the music scene like in Milton Keynes?
It's growing. I think on the whole urban side of it, there's been a lot of people doing it for years, but now it's like there's a few people really taking it professionally, and you're getting a certain collective of people that are coming through. So everyone is,
Rocky.
It's on the rise. It's on the rise.
And are you working together as well to support one another and, you know?
Yeah,
most definitely. I've got like a whole team of people that I work with, like all types: Stacks, Slim, Saga, Black Tar,
Dapper.
All sorts of people. Yeah. I mean, we've got loads of people, really. So, I mean, we're all coming through as one big unit, and we're just going to flood this.
And what do you want to see? What do you want to happen in the future? You know, what's the future for you guys?
I mean, on a production level, I mean, I'm a producer, and I love producing, so I just want to really get album placements and just get a lot of music out via lots of people. And I just want to see all my people, because I'm just around talented people. So I want to see all my people come through, and really just everybody, this whole movement come through, because at the end of the day, that's what other people are doing in different parts of the country. So at the end of the day, we can do it here.
This is a question for Hype, then.
Yeah.
What does FT give to you, and what do you think you give back to FT?
Well, basically, I can go to FT and say, right, I can take an idea to him, say, like I did with Dutty Weekend, I say, right, FT, I've got an idea about a song about the weekend. And he'll say to me, right, give me 2 days, I'll make a beat. I'll go back to him in 2 days. He still hasn't made the beat, but he still ain't made the beat. But when he does make it, 4 days later, it is worth waiting. So he knows what sort of beat to make me to make it sound good, if you understand what I mean.
That's awesome. And what do you think you're giving to him? What do you think?
Well, I know I can get people jumping up and down.
Yeah,
he's called Hype Chronic.
I'm called Hype Chronic for a reason. I could probably get you jumping up and down right now.
And I mean, do you think you can see this relationship, you know, moving forward, more releases, bigger releases, and
definitely.
I think the main thing is, foremost, is the end of the day, we're friends because we've known each other from the start. So the fact is, I mean, if I'm your friend and I can bond with you musically and we can do something, then obviously I'm always down for the cause.
You've got to trust, haven't you?
Yeah, we don't just do music together. Like, we can go around each other's house, watch a DVD, chill out.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
DVDs for the business.
How do we get hold of any of your tracks? I mean, what is there? Facebook, SoundCloud?
Yeah, I've got Twitter. Follow me at Hype141Chronic. I need as much followers as possible to follow me.
Let's get that. At Hype141Chronic.
Yep, at Hype141Chronic. 141 Chronic. That's me.
That's you. Yep. What about you, FT?
Me, FT Universe. So at FT Universe, if you got YouTube, then check out TMTV. Look out for TMTV Freestyle Fire. And
definitely
look out for Stacks. Look out for Slim Saga, Mario Blacks. Look out for E9. Look, we got loads of people coming through. So
definitely, definitely.
Loads of stuff there.
Loads of stuff. And